السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. حضرت عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه and حضرت سلمان رضي الله عنه had a very close friendship. Brothers with love for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Love for each other for Allah's sake. It's reported that حضرت سلمان said to her, حضرت عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه, whoever of us passes away before his companion should try and come in the dream of his living brother to motivate him and encourage him. He said, okay. Do you think that's possible? Abdullah bin Salam asked. So Hazrat Abu Darda said, yes. Hazrat Salman said, yes. The soul of the believer, meaning the pure believer, is free and can travel. But the soul of the kafir is imprisoned. When Hazrat Salman passed on, Hazrat Abdullah said, one night, I was resting in the afternoon on a bedding and I dozed off and Salman came to me and greeted me. So I asked him, I greeted him and said, Abu Abdullah, how are you? How did you fare before Allah? He said, wonderful. Make sure you rely on Allah. وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ فَنِعْمَ الشَّيْءُ التَّوَكُّلِ There's nothing like trusting in Allah. There's nothing like placing one's reliance upon Allah. وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ فَنِعْمَ الشَّيْءُ التَّوَكُّلِ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّوَكُّلِ فَنِعْمَ الشَّيْءُ التَّوكُّلِ Three times. Trust in Allah. There's nothing like it. Rely upon our Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also strove in Allah's way, taking Islam far and wide. Baytul Maqdis, Jabiya, Nihawand, Persia, Syrian regions. But when there was the great trial between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah, radiallahu anhumah, then Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam then left all of that and said, I cannot get involved in this. He himself also narrates so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One interesting hadith states, Abu Salama narrates from Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, as Abu Salama is Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu's son. He says, we were sitting with the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we were discussing which deeds are most beloved to Allah so we can do so and practice. And Allah revealed the verses of Surah Saf. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the entire surah to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu many glad tidings of paradise. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam was with Rasulullah. On one occasion, Sahaba was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were having sarid, a meal that they enjoyed. Broken roti cooked in the curry with chunks of meat. And there was some still remaining. And Allah's beloved said, a man will come from here who is a man of Jannah. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu says, I left my brother Umayr bin Abi Waqqas at home getting ready to come. I was hopeful it would be him to come. And subhanAllah, thereafter Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam came. A very pertinent lesson we learn. Allah is the giver of hidayat. We can want somebody to come and we should. Like now is the ijtima'. Allah give us all tawfiq to be part and parcel. SubhanAllah. Sometimes you want someone to be there so badly. But only Allah can bring us and enable us and motivate us and inspire us to do what is right. Hazrat Qais bin Ubad radiallahu anhu says, I was sitting in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man with a humble demeanor came. And they said, this is a man from Jannah. He performed two rak'at salah. Then he left. I followed him. I said, Sheikh, brother, when you entered the Masjid, they said, this is a man of Jannah. So this Sahabi said, but they shouldn't be saying that. Allah alone knows who will go to Jannah. But then he says, I'll tell you the reason why they are saying this. So I said, please tell me. And he mentioned this dream that he saw. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted this dream that he would be in Jannah.